Bunnings Warehouse has confirmed that they are reviewing their controversial bank of hours staffing practice. The Retail and Fast Food Workers Union claimed that under the practice, workers are missing out on thousands of dollars. With Bunnings Enterprise Agreement up for renewal, they are hoping to have the practice abolished altogether. On the line to talk to us more about this is Secretary of the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union, Josh Cullinan. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Victor.
So, Josh, can you explain how the Bunnings Bank of Hours policy actually works?
Yeah, sure. So at Bunnings, when a part-time worker or a full-time worker, but very many part-time workers are engaged, they're engaged for a set of hours for the year. Now, most part-time workers in retail would ordinarily work to a regular roster that might change fairly rarely, but it might change. Whereas at Bunnings, the company is allowed to change the roster on a fortnightly basis. And when they change that roster, they can move someone who's worked 24 hours every week for a long period of time to suddenly working 16 hours a week for 4 weeks. Now, when they do that, they're able to bank those 8 hours, the difference between the 24 and 16. So those 8 hours a week for 4 weeks, they bank those 32 hours against the worker. And then Bunnings is able to roster those 32 hours at a busier time of year, often in summer, again, for the worker to have to work the extra hours, but with no overtime pay. So it's a system where workers become reliant on part-time regular rosters, which can really be changed at a whim by management, and have to owe the company hours that are worked really at times that don't suit workers.
But it's sort of, isn't this how most sort of businesses operate, though, using their staff less in slow periods and more in busy periods? Isn't this how businesses manage their staff?
No. In fact, it's the opposite. So we see this kind of behaviour at some of the bottom dwellers, such as McDonald's. But very many retailers work on the basis of a part-time staff member knowing the hours they work every week, their start and finish time, and the amount of hours they do during that day. That's the minimum award right that workers that are part-time in retail are entitled to. So this structure undercuts that minimum. And really what it does is it casualises the work, makes it come and go with no overtime pay, not knowing what your roster is until 2 weeks before. And that casual arrangement usually gets a 25% loading, but there's certainly no 25% casual loading for these workers at Bunnings.
So does this mean these kind of workers are sort of at the mercy of the company and have not really many rights in this situation?
Well, that's right. They have very, very limited rights in this situation. The agreement refers to mutual agreement and seeking to put in place systems which enable workers to be involved in the discussion. But at the end of the day, it comes back to business prerogative. Operational reasons are the mantra that get used. And so despite there supposed to be some discussion, there's an absolute catch-all for the business to be able to roster as it sees fit. And the problem is that we see the vast majority of workers at Bunnings being impacted in a negative way by it.
Yeah, and can you give us some examples of how this practice is playing out in practicality?
Yeah, sure. So, for example, we've got members that have young children. They have childcare set. They know that they're working 30 hours a week. And so those 4 days that they work at Bunnings, they've got their childcare arrangements in place. And then what happens is Bunnings comes to them and says, well, for the next 6 weeks, you're only going to work 2 days a week. They can't make rapid changes to their childcare. They booked it in long in advance. And so whilst they're at home, not able to work on those days, they're still sending their kid or they're at least paying for the childcare. And when they are required to do those extra days down the track in summer, maybe 5 days a week for a couple of months, they don't have the childcare booked, and they have to find some other solution, often a very expensive solution, to allow them to work. And there's lots of other ways, you know, for example, students that are looking to have a quieter period during exams. We're not aware of Bunnings ever requiring someone to work through an exam, but you can imagine November becomes a busier time of year at Bunnings for most of Australia. And we're seeing lots of uni students having to work extra hours then that were banked against them earlier when they'd much prefer to be spending more time on their studies. And there's lots and lots of examples of these sorts of things. The big impact as well in December and January when workers want to spend more time with their family, they're having these banks used against them to have to be at work.
Yeah, and what kind of changes are you pushing for here?
Well, just like Bunnings didn't pay a Saturday penalty rate, they cut the Sunday penalty rate in half, they don't have a weeknight penalty rate. This is undercutting the very minimum condition that should be in place at Bunnings. And so we just want it abolished. For us, it's that simple. There's lots of agreements in retail and fast food that undercut the very minimum. This is one of them. And the solution here is quite straightforward. The bank of hours has to be abolished. The Saturday penalties have to be restored. The weeknight penalties have to be restored. It will cost Bunnings a fair bit of money, but that's what they've been getting out of workers for free over the last decade. And so we think it's entirely appropriate that they back pay workers what they would have earned and then abolish these arrangements for the future.
If you just joined us on The Daily, we're chatting with Josh Cullinan, the Secretary of the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union, about calls for Bunnings to scrap their bank of hours staffing practice. Now, Josh, do you think this is a problem with this particular enterprise bargaining agreement or with the EBAs generally?
Well, there's a similar arrangement at some Aldi stores, but it doesn't affect anywhere near the number of workers as at Bunnings. It's remarkably similar to the arrangements now used at McDonald's. The McDonald's have put on about 15,000 part-time staff over the last 5 years. But those workers, again, are waiting on their weekly or fortnightly roster to know when they're working. And the minimum condition at McDonald's is that workers know when they start, when they finish, and the hours they're working every day. And that can't change. It doesn't change it on a weekly or a fortnightly basis. Now, that's just not the practice at McDonald's because they've got another agreement that abolishes all penalty rates. It puts in place these practices. So we do see similarities between Bunnings and McDonald's. Outside of that, though, it's very rare. Certainly across the rest of retail, despite some Aldi stores having it, we don't see it anywhere else.
Now, I think some people listening who might own a business or something like that might be thinking that they should sort of have the right to roster their staff in the way that they want to. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that where there's genuine issues to do with staff requirements in the business, often that will tend towards having arrangements for casual staff. This isn't the case at Bunnings. We're talking about workers who would find other things to do. It may be a little less busy during certain periods of the year. And in any other enterprise that isn't retail or fast food, the business would understand that we find other work for those workers to do. We improve the different things we do. We maybe give them some training put some other arrangements in place. What this really is about is avoiding overtime pay and avoiding casual penalties and casual loadings at certain times of the year. And that's just not on. If an employer has a busy period of the year, so you can imagine some arrangements, so for example, a university that might have staff come in to just do enrolment for a very short period of the year. Well, those workers are properly engaged on a casual or fixed term contract, and they get loadings because of that. And that's entirely being avoided here at Bunnings. And it shouldn't be lost on us that your local hardware shop that was put out of business in the last decade because Bunnings had cheaper costs, well, they weren't doing this. They had full-time staff or part-time staff that worked their hours, that knew when they were working, because that's how we function as a community and a society.
Yeah, and the new EBA is coming up. Are you working with the SDA on that agreement?
So we've asked Bunnings to negotiate with us, and they're required to by law. Bunnings haven't held any negotiation meetings this year. So since we've gotten to the table and said, well, this has to be abolished and they're not going to get away with it anymore. And the same with Saturday penalty rates, Sunday penalty rates, weeknight penalty rates. Bunnings have basically shut down. And so they've refused to negotiate with anyone. And there's been no new draft since late last year. They've come to a position with the SDA to keep the bank of hours and to keep other bad arrangements in place. But now that we're at the table, they just can't persist with those things anymore. They know that they won't get through the Fair Work Commission with us watching. And so it's all shut down. We're hoping Bunnings will come to the table soon so that we can get this resolved and get a new agreement in place.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it plays out. Josh, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
No problem, Victor. Thank you.
That was Josh Cullinan, Secretary at the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union, talking to The Daily about calls for Bunnings to abolish its bank of hours staffing practices.